right now.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, pay attention carefully, slavery and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Let me say this again. One of our founding fathers, Noah Webster, you know Webster's Dictionary, 1828, the man that taught millions to read and not one to sin, to violate God's law, 1 John 3:4, said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Not the other way around. That's people right. will say, you know, it's because of your religion. There's so many wars in the world. No. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's when you neglect or despise those commandments is when you begin to have problems in your world. And that's exactly where we're at today. So they take the meaning and turn it backwards, and then they have the audacity to blame God for despising what he told them not to despise or neglecting what he told them not to neglect. Mm-hmm.
Which is part of the reason that Noah Webster even wrote that dictionary in the first place, because he said language is the expression of ideas. And we on the Sons of Liberty have a certain language that we're speaking, and that's of our founding fathers, our foundation. What was their meanings for what they intended when they wrote these documents? What is their meanings for law? What is their meanings for equality in America? And if the people of one country cannot preserve an identity of ideas, they cannot retain an identity of language. What was our identity? It was found in the Bible that Noah Webster just said. And if we stick to that identity and those laws and the God of heaven that gave us this liberty, we're going to be just fine.
That's right.
He's not the enemy. Those that seek to usurp his throne
Here,
and
I'll
his
explain
laws.
That. It says in Isaiah 51, verse 4, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, the Lord saying this, and I will make my judgments through law to rest for a light of the people. Then Amen. He says, my righteousness is near, and my salvation, liberation from bondage, America, is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. What are we here today? Thou shalt not judge.
Well,
no, you better not judge me. No, it says right in the Bible, thou shalt not judge.
I'm innocent.
Will you tell me where it says thou shalt not judge? The Bible teaches it. We're in trouble because we don't judge. Folks, that's how completely backwards we are in this country. And we need to get that right. We need to put our feet back on the two pillars. Of course, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington. Folks, I do want to say this really quick. Obviously, it's Monday, August 8th. It's partly cloudy in the state of Minnesota. It's about 70 degrees. You have Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do give us a call. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Christ is King. Man is not.
That's right.
And it's always best to put your faith in Him who has established history. We don't want new guys coming up with history because their history don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we don't look back at history? What happens? It repeats itself.
Right.
And every time a nation gets in trouble, why did they get in trouble in the first place? Because they despised or neglected the precepts contained in the Bible. And if that wasn't the truth, America, then why is it that people always return to God when they get in trouble?
That's right.
Let's put it into context, folks. They return to God because they know the truth within their heart, because the Holy Ghost bearing witness to their conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. You know what's right and what's wrong. You know your left hand from the right hand because God bears witness by His Spirit to your conscience.
Right.
So you do know. We're left without excuse before God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to dare God's justice by leaving off His precepts or despising or neglecting them. I want to put those things on.
And isn't that something how history proves every point you just made? If you just look back, and many people look at it as whose story? It's His story. It's God's perfect 2020 plan for us to look back and we can learn from. Every single time that a nation is brought to greatness, it's through obeying God and God's word and God's laws. History proves it. So anybody out there who thinks differently, that's trying to create something new, let's just look at history. Tell them to substantiate what they're doing. It's like telling a politician that's creating new policy to build more bureaucracy, can you show me in the Constitution where you have the authority to do that?
Totally.
Well, we need to erase that.
Well,
that's why they revise history, so that they can create something new.
Well, let's go back to what Noah Webster said. I can go right back to Scripture and say, where did they get the idea to establish what we have today? He said this in Jeremiah 33:14. The Lord said this after judgment, after the Revolutionary War. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel. That's God's fighter, or God's kids, and the house of Judah. In those days, said the Lord, and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land.
Right.
And Moses is all over our civil buildings in this country. And why is that? Because this promise was fulfilled unto our forefathers.
And
we still have it today. We just need to put our feet back to it.
Mm-hmm. It's just like how it is. It's etched in granite. You cannot remove that. That is the greatness of America right there. It's unremovable.
Amen.
It's just as unremovable as God Himself is. And we will abide in that blessing so long as we abide in His.
And there's a lot of hope in that, too, because we still have the principles in the Constitution. In the Bible right in front of us, that's what we need to do, is apply ourselves to hearken unto the commandments or listen carefully unto the commandments of the Lord. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd correlation. Boy, how the gay agenda, the gay radical agenda brought those two together, I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to bring in Heather McMillan, and she's going to talk about the lies that they try to continuously promulgate. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-07. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have Bradley and Jake, and we have, well, I'm trying to be as nice as I can possibly be. We have Heather McMillan in here as well. We're going to talk about the distinction of Matthew Shepard and James Byrd in just one second here. Folks, I want to give you the definition of a hate crime first and foremost, and then I'll set the premise. Cool? A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, listen carefully, harassment, physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. Was there something a little odd in that whole mix there? Sexual orientation. Sounds like someone's asking for a special privilege here. Folks, the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, also known as the Matthew Shepard Act, was signed into law by President Barack Hussein Obama on October 28, 2009, conceived as a response to the murders of Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. The measure expands the 1969 United States federal hate crime law to include crimes motivated by a victim's actual or perceived gender, sexual orientation. You've got to be kidding me, folks. Gender identity or disability.
And you got to hear the definition of some of these things.
It's under the guise of law. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What is sexual orientation? Well, it's a sexual attraction to another person, object, or animal. Classifications such as heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, etc.
You've got to be kidding
What is
me.
Gender identity? It's listed as a mental disorder by the American Psychiatric Association.
Oh.
A GID person thinks he or she is the opposite sex.
Oh, okay. So they should be in
special privileges.
They should be a part of a governmental administration ruling healthy people.
That's right.
Okay.
Of course.
You just gave the diagnosis right there.
They're giving us their definitions because I've never heard what in the world this is.
This is sick. Let's go to the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd parallel.
Well, here's the first thing is that if that law in 2009 is enacted and it's called the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Act, well, James Byrd Jr. was not a homosexual. He was an African American.
That's right.
He was a black person from Texas who was killed. What happened was, is James Byrd Jr., I'll just start with his story. He was a man that was walking home one night, as he did, who's known in a small town of Jasper, Texas.
Okay.
And he was known to walk around town a lot because he just, everyone mm-hmm. knew who he was. Well, three men in their 20s, white men. Two of them have been thrown in prison, were part of a white supremacy group. Tattoos all over their body.
So you're defining here an actual hate crime.
That's exactly right.
Gotcha.
And so they had tattoos all over their body. They were part of a white supremacy group.
So if they have tattoos, does that mean that they are part of a white supremacy
group? To explain, they had Nazi
tattoos. Okay, who set this up, guys?
They had tattoos all over their bodies, basically racial, very
slurs.
Nazi tattoos. They were extremely racist, and everyone knew it, and they admitted it themselves.
Okay.
So they drive by, and they see James Byrd Jr. walking, and they offer to pick him up and give him a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so he accepts because he did, though he was known to do that. People would pick him up all the time because he walked.
Yep.
Okay, so instead of them actually bringing him to his destination, they took him off the road, off to some remote place. They beat him up horribly.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, they said they were going to finish a diary, some racist story that had happened, and they said they were going to finish it off by tying James Byrd Jr.'s ankles with a logging chain to the back of the truck and drag this guy for 3 miles, almost 3 miles, while he was alive. And he was swerving all over
the young man by white supremacists.
Yes. And he was killed when finally it ended up he hit like a culvert on the side of the road and
severed his arm and his head.
Yep. And then they dropped off the rest of his body in front of an African American cemetery.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a very clear cut.
That is a hate crime. Yeah. Yes,
that
it is.
Is a hate
that
crime.
That is the definition of
yes,
a hate crime.
Is.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, now let's go over to Matthew Shepard. They both happened in 1998, the same year. Matthew Shepard, first of all, the story when it originally came out did not come out this way. Pinch Salzberger, who just bought the New York Times and the Boston Globe, said he wanted to impose his plan of homosexual marriage across the entire nation. Guess where he wanted to start? What state?
Minnesota.
Massachusetts.
Where did it start?
Boston Globe.
Massachusetts. That's right. And what's interesting, too, okay, so I'll, I'm trying to make this as clear as I can here. So ABC News, this happened in 1998. ABC News goes through and finds out that Matthew Shepard's story, how it was originally portrayed, was that these two kids came in and they picked on this kid because he was gay.
Yep.
They took him, offered him a ride, just like James Byrd, and instead of bringing him to wherever he wanted to go, they took him aside to some road. They tied him to a fence, and what they did to him is absolutely horrible. They tied him to a fence, and they just beat him and left him there. And 18 hours later, a biker from the university, it's a Laramie County University in Wyoming, a biker was going by and saw this kid that was barely even alive, breathing through his nose really hard, and he lingered on for 5 days before he finally died, Matthew Shepard.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
That is totally terrible. And what happened is the media got in, namely New York Times.
Here's your media again,
That's
America.
Right. Media just all of a sudden, the Laramie County said, all of a sudden we were flocked. And they knew that this was going to be used as some kind of an agenda, a political agenda.
Yep.
And immediately said, oh, this was a gay bashing. This is hate crime. And obviously that's where
Claimed
we find.
Claimed a victim as usual.
Yes.
That's right.
And so that's where this finally in 2009, this hate crimes or the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr., even though James Byrd Jr. wasn't gay and that's the only thing they added to it.
But, okay, let's bring this to the light real quick, okay? First of all, we have to keep in mind that the homosexual agenda are trying to call this a civil rights
That's right.
move, and when in fact it has nothing to do with civil rights. They're trying to equate their sin for the color of black men and black women's skin.
Right. Yes.
And black folks don't like that. Just ask them that, okay? And who better to say that than Martin Luther King Jr. when he stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Mm-hmm. He's exactly
right.
Mm-hmm. It's an issue of character. When debating the 14th Amendment, Thaddeus Stevens, just to disannul the lie that they're trying to bring forth here between James Byrd and Matthew Shepard, Thaddeus Stevens said no distinction when debating the 14th Amendment, said no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic. That's key, our republican form of government that we submit to and its empire of laws. But what rose from merit and conduct according to the laws of the purified republic.
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what substantiates a citizen in our country. So is it a civil rights issue? Not. Keep going on.
Okay, so this is what happened is during the trial, the two men that were the two boys that killed Matthew Shepard were told that if they do not say anything to the media, they will not receive the death penalty. They are both serving double life sentences.
So they're bribing them.
They were told not to say anything.
Criminals.
ABC yes. News goes in 2004 and does an investigation, and ABC News themselves says, no, it's not has nothing to do with a hate crime. It's just two kids. These two kids were high on drugs, and they wanted to rob somebody.
That's right.
And that's the whole point. And here's the facts to prove it, is these two kids, Aaron McKinney and Russ Henderson, were high on drugs, McKinney especially. He had been on a drug binge for methamphetamines for a week and had planned this night, particular night, to rob a drug dealer. And he wasn't able to get it done. He was still on managing. He wanted to rob somebody. He wanted to get some money. They show up at this bar where Matthew Shepard happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He's dressed nice, and they thought, hey, he's an easy target.
Yep.
So they decide, they hear him talking, saying, Matthew Shepard says, I'm too drunk to drive. He asks these two boys to give him a ride home. They give him a ride home, and instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing, they bringing him home, they took him aside, and they started beating the crap out of him.
Yep.
They stole his wallet, and there was only $30 inside. So what they did is they said, well, after they left him tied to the fence, they said, well, let's go rob his apartment. They show up at his apartment. What the media doesn't tell you is that they beat up two other kids, and until finally one of them bashes McKinney in the head, and so they stop. The cops break it up.
Okay.
And so he was just looking for somebody. He was just looking for trouble. It didn't matter who it was.
Yep.
And so the whole thing is based upon that. And then also, too, this is in the Ben Fritzen, who was the detective on the case. Do you have his quote?
Yep. Said Matthew Shepard, Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, the Matthew Shepard case, told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in the homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target.
Yeah.
What has really come down to, he said, is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it.
That's right.
But how does the press portray it? Oh, they must have just walked over there and said, are you gay? Good. Now we want to beat you up and kill you.
Yeah, that's right.
When, in fact, it had nothing to do with it. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, with Heather McMillan. We're going to come back continuing on this topic.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his 2 new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake, and we have Heather McMillan with us today, talking about the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. correlation. Folks, there isn't one. There isn't one at all. But maybe this is what it has to do with. Could this possibly be a government-backed agenda? Could it be a United Nations agenda? Oh, yes, indeed it is. Chai Feldblum is an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by none other than President Barack Hussein Obama. She said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, listen carefully, are permitted to flourish." In other words, you better not speak out against this, because if you do, we'll come in and put the kibosh on you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was it that you just said during the break?
That basically the name of the Prevent Hate Crimes Prevention Act in 2009 is called the James Byrd Jr. and Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, when the only thing they added on to the hate crimes is gender identity, which has nothing to do with James Byrd Jr. because he's an African American. He wasn't gay. They just tagged it on and put a correlation. Even when you research and you just look at the media stories that come out, the mainstream media, you see.
So they attach their little caboose to that train. They used the black man's tragedy to try to play the victim with Matthew Shepard, when in fact it had nothing to do with it.
It didn't. Matthew Shepard was definitely a victim, but it wasn't based upon a hate crime.
Okay. So and that happens all day long.
Yes, it does.
It's an issue of public relations, which has nothing to do with legislation. I'm just wondering to myself then, is it a hate crime? Because what we're not talking about here is religion, a person's religion.
Yeah.
Is it a hate crime when the mainstream media tries to paint a target on Christians' backs.
You mean like...
And tries to say that they are criminals, they want to kill people, they print lies about... Is that a hate crime?
It could possibly, and even to go so far as to admit words to purposely put a bullseye on the back of that individual
that's, right.
that's speaking out against an illegal mm-hmm. agenda throughout the United States, I think so.
I
really do. And as a matter of fact,
why
I got
isn't
some,
that in this bill? I wonder if that's what
it
is.
I don't know, because you know what's interesting
it is.
About...
They just don't enforce it.
Well, it's interesting that the radical homosexuals endorse hate crimes against anyone that looks at them the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. To look now.
But when they are guilty of hate crimes themselves, they just hope you don't pay attention to their hypocrisies when they are, in fact, guilty of the very things that they advocate. Now, what's interesting about that, again, the definition of a hate crime, great points... A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats. You mean like, I don't know, I hope you get raped someday, or maybe ever come close to me and I'll bash your Christian. Ooh.
Oops.
There's some discrimination
oh,
right
yeah,
there.
That's a little
blanking
bit of hate.
Heads off. Or perhaps maybe it has something to do with, why, Bradley, why? I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry. Mm-hmm. And say,
do you think he's motivated by hate?
Do those apply?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, America, listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Does this apply? A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves, by the way, which derives their rights from God.
That's right.
Involves threats, harassment, or physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice. Ooh. Against someone's race, color, religion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got him there.
Yep.
We should file a hate crimes lawsuit.
Sure.
A national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or physical or mental ability. How in the heck? I mean, is there an oddball in that mix right there? Sexual orientation and the mix of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with anything under a state statute mm-hmm. or a state law?
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. I see just the exact opposite happening. As a matter of fact, wasn't it Chai Feldblum that just said the same thing that I just was promoting or exposing here? That I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of
resistance
expose them for who they really are. They are not permitted to flourish, said she.
So, Chai, should we hate on the resistance? Who would that resistance be? I just wondered.
I don't know, because I'm still trying to figure out. A child would understand that James Byrd has nothing to do, a black young man
from Texas.
Was killed by mm-hmm. white supremacists, which is clearly defined as a hate crime. No question about it. I'm in total agreement. But when they have to lay a premise that's based on a lie to create a crime, to put themselves in the victim position, mm-hmm. to point their finger back, and then to create a hate crimes law, when in fact it's based on a lie, America,
it's not
true.
And the other thing, too, is with James Byrd Jr., his killers were blatantly white supremacists. They would say it themselves.
They
the
stood
killer,
behind it.
That's right. The killer, there was brought up allegations that the killer of Matthew Shepard was bisexual.
Not only that,
so
he didn't even know
work?
The kid was gay.
No, that was a known thing around town. That was a known thing around town. But he himself was being, basically his friends were all saying, well, he was bisexual. Matthew.
The killer.
Matthew Shepard's killer and Matt would go do drugs together. They knew each other. He was just looking for somebody to rob.
Oh.
He was just looking to his high-end
friends. Let's just leave out those facts and those details.
You know, that's a little inconvenient. I don't need all that information.
No, that's
too
much.
This report I'm working on.
You know why? Because it doesn't work for our program.
Yeah, we'll just keep that. As a matter of fact, why don't we go back and let's bribe the criminal, the guy who killed Matthew Shepard, and
don't say anything.
Don't
talk to the media.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. I'm getting a little facetious here, but I'm getting a little worked up on the facts that this highly agitates me. Because it's interesting, when you read the Homosexual Manifesto, I don't know, for those that don't understand what's going on in their country, how you are under attack, but it's interesting because the whole gay agenda, the manifesto, which was written by Michael Swift back in 1987, which is also interjected into the congressional record, the first sentence is, you want to talk about threatening. You want to talk about a hate crime? We shall sodomize your sons.
Sounds
That's
like
the first
to me.
Thing they say. Then they say that they will be recast into our image. The homosexual manifesto goes on. It says that your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings, said the gay manifesto. They threatened that those that oppose them would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile their dead, puny bodies. But it's interesting. This is interjected already into the congressional record, but yet we just continuously overlook yep. the facts that are right in front of their faces.
Yep, and have another parade in the city and let them masquerade around sure. like good family-oriented people.
Yeah, and also states the homosexual manifesto that all churches that condemn the homosexual lifestyle will be closed. Sounds like a threat to me. It states that they will rewrite history and that history will filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. Folks, the whole homosexual manifesto is nothing but a threat to heterosexuals if you do not accept their illegal agendas. Let's talk about hate crimes.
Yeah, let's talk about resistance. So then let's tie it in with the lady with the funny name or the name over here that you brought up before, Chai.
Yep.
And says that anybody who resists, okay, we've already identified that the churches are the problem, obviously, through the manifesto. Christians are the problem.
It's a problem to
people,
their
right?
darkness is what it comes
Anyone
down to.
Anyone that speaks out against them is the problem.
It totally.
They
so
will stab them through their cowardly heart.
The federal agency that stands up on the behalf of those that are being persecuted and discriminated against by homosexual agenda propagators.
Yes. And the media is helping the illegal agenda on. And what are they doing? They're helping promulgate the lie, overlooking what's really going on and what it's really about.
So the media is not hating at all, I guess.
No, they're loving on
they
us.
Don't, they're making sure equality exists.
They do. They just want to make sure that at length, you're going to find yourself at the end of their exposed lie.
Okay.
They're gonna hold you hostage by their oppressive means.
Sure.
And sooner or later, you're just going to come to terms with them because if you don't, then what we'll do is we'll put words into your mouth to try to create a monster so they can continuously play the victim in the sight of the monster that they themselves have created. That sounds familiar.
So they determine who's hating.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm glad I'm getting this all straightened out because, boy, I was really confused coming in here then.
Okay, so for instance, here's a prime example. 1997, the year before the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd killings. Right? Since we want to correlate everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't the Boston Globe talk about little 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley, who two homosexual predators took him, lured him with buying a bike, and because he refused to have sex with them and go along with their nasty, sick games, they decided to murder him with a gasoline-soaked rag and throw him in the river?
Yeah.
And the ACLU defends that?
By the way, they were also two NAMBLA members, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Based on his sexual
Man-Boy Love Association, folks. Mm-hmm. Their motto is sex before 8, before it's too late. But let's not talk about that, because that kind of throws a wrench in the whole agenda.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to talk about that, because if we did, then, well, you know what, then someone might have to give an account for their lies.
Mm-hmm.
And would we want that?
No,
that
because
doesn't
we've got an agenda
program.
To push through, and we've got to protect our agenda, and we've got
forget
to demonize others.
Forget about the kids. It's about queerifying the elementary.
Right.
I mean, let's
equality.
Not call it for what it really is, Kevin Jennings.
Let's not unveil the fact that they're targeting for our young people, that they're trying to get into every single public school to normalize this crazy, far out their criminal mindset and make that the norm in high. Forget
and
about
what
that
are they
part.
Using? Bullying.
Yeah.
And the GLSE has already brought forth the affirmation that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation
the
of the gay lifestyle.
That's right.
They have to create it. As a matter of fact, folks, in the state of Minnesota right now, there's a school district that's under attack. And they're under attack because they are not enforcing bullying laws. Listen, folks, when you're in public schools, everybody has to go through it. Everybody gets bullied. Everybody gets picked on. It builds character. And what's
Notice
interesting
the word everybody.
Everybody.
That's right.
And what's interesting about this, in this particular situation, you have one individual who actually went out and got a bunch of protests from the gay radical communities because they want bullying laws enforced, or policy, I'm sorry, in their schools enforced. Well, they got 12,000 signatures, but the problem with that, folks, is they couldn't come up, with more than 40 in their local communities. They had to go out throughout the United States to get the other 11,000.
So this is a nationally organized effort
that
pinpoints cities throughout the country, and they try to come in and bully them and strong arm them.
That's right.
To carry out their biddings. Has nothing to do with the community, what the community wants or desires. Okay, this is making sense.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad. I mean, it's important that we understand. At least then we understand who's doing
this. This is what's really going on.
Yes. Completely.
This is what's really going on.
Yeah, we're going to continue on this thought when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, and we got special guests with us today, Heather McMillan. Folks, do join us if you'd like to weigh in. Now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. Got to make it quick. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. It's somewhere here.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, and we have with us today Heather McMillan talking about the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, I did want to give you a heads up. You're talking about Boston, Massachusetts today. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that a lot of these sponsored bills are coming from a guy that happens to be from Massachusetts. His name is Barney Franks. He's a representative in that state. It's interesting that Barney's an admitted homosexual who admitted that his Washington, D.C. apartment was used for a gay prostitution ring.
Okay.
It's also interesting to know that Barney Franks was also brought up in a pedophile ring investigation on February 5th, 1999. So, folks, let me say this. Do not these bills that are coming forth – Do not their sponsors and these bills, do they not reflect the crimes of the sponsors?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Folks, and let me tell you this. This isn't just happening just in sporadic places throughout your country. You got to keep in mind Obama's already appointed over 190 gay and lesbian individuals into positions of governments. So this is planned. There's no question about it. And it's all through oppressive measures to shut down anybody that speaks out against them. And what's happening, it's backfiring because people all across the country are starting to pipe up because they're figuring out what this is really about.
Yep, you bring up Barney Frank as an example, a lawmaker, a congressman. A lawmaker that breaks the law. Do we really want a guy like that creating laws and bills and passing and voting on bills when he's already an admitted lawbreaker?
Well, when you look at how they pass these supposed bills and policies, mm-hmm. they don't do it in the light of day. Look at John Marty in the state of Minnesota trying to pass through gay marriage under the noses of the people.
Yep.
Three times without them knowing about it.
You people just keep sleeping. We're going to take care of things over here. Now, this is why they're in those positions, because law, listen to what law is. The law perverted, and the law is force. That's ultimately what they want. They want to be able to force you to do certain things, have certain conduct, force you to employ certain people. That's what they're going after is force.
Yes.
So when criminals are in charge of administering the law, what are they going to be forcing you to do? Forcing you to do things that are against the law.
That's
for their own purpose and their own sake.
A socialist, communistic agenda.
And here's a great example, a hate crime. Now, the government cannot prosecute a man because he wants to break into a jewelry store and steal jewels and jewelry. They can't prosecute him just because he wants to. The only time the government can get involved is when he does.
Mm-hmm.
When he breaks the law, when he commits the physical act. All of the other stuff having to do with the mind of the person and his desires, that's not the government's job. The government should not be counseling, psychiatric, none of that stuff.
No, it's not their business to teach your kids.
So here we have crime. A crime is an act which violates law, period. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
All crime is motivated by hate for the law.
That's right. And let me expound on that just for a second here, because we're speaking of DOMA for a second.
Yep.
Two different topics, but I'm on to DOMA while you brought that up. DOMA is Defense of Marriage Act,
mm-hmm.
and it's overthrows. By the way, just last month, the Democrats tried to overthrow DOMA.
Of course. They hate that.
They do.
That's going to be their golden goose.
Okay.
They're going to pull that down.
So John Berry, one of Obama's administrative appointees, he wants to help overthrow DOMA. He said it right out of his mouth, Defense of Marriage Act.
He's also an open homosexual.
That's right. Oh, he said if we can get ENDA, that means that you have to hire homosexuals and lesbians, irregardless if you want them to be there or not. I don't see, by the way, any discrimination whatsoever. Listen, I'll have homosexuals in my ministry all day long, but repentant homosexuals and repentant lesbians.
With right conduct.
Yeah, that's right, because I was a fornicator. I was a sinner saved by grace. That's the kind of people that belong in the church. But listen to what John Berry said. He said, if we can get ENDA enacted and signed into law, it's not law because it's contrary to God's law.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right.
It is only a matter of time before all the rest happens.
Mm-hmm.
That means to overturn DOMA.
Mm-hmm.
So they are aiming at your foundations to break up your foundations of who you are in a Republican form of government.
Because they're motivated by a hate towards what? That which is
the
right.
Law.
The right law. So a hate crime really is a way to mask something to say, look, we know this is against the law. However, we want to make it the law. So therefore, we're going to call it a hate crime.
Right.
So when you have an issue of hate crime, folks, there is no such thing as hate crime. Our governor recently in the state of Minnesota was being pressured to bring in bullying laws, anti-bullying laws into schools.
As they heightened the lie.
And so what he did is he said, okay, fine, I'll pass a law that's bullying law. There's no bullying, period. Has nothing to do with your sexual orientation.
Right.
Has nothing to do with anything. Bullying is wrong, period. Crime is wrong, period. A hate crime.
You know what? Can I interject something there? Bullies caused me to grow up. As a matter of fact, when I had bullying me when I was a little kid. I can remember one specific. I used to be scared to death to go to the bus stop.
Yeah.
You know what? That guy did the best thing he could have possibly did, because he was an obstacle in my life that I got over soon enough. Because it was the next year that he kept picking on me and picking on me and picking on me, where I just had enough and I dealt with that bully. You know what? That bully stayed away from me for the rest of my school year.
That's poetic justice. But I think that also shows that this really isn't about protecting children.
No, it's not. No.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Jennings, Obama's safe school. school czar is the one that wrote the foreword to a book called Queering Elementary
Education. It's about
education.
Getting to our children.
That's exactly right.
Not protecting them.
That's exactly right. And by the way, that's why Bradley Dean is under fire.
You got it.
Because my talking points are not their talking points.
Right.
They're basing their premise on a lie. I'm giving you fact, folks.
Mm-hmm.
They're targeting your kids. And I'm talking about the radical homosexual groups.
That's right. We are standing. I went to a GLBT lobby day just to show you folks this is what it's about. These were their points. This was written on their little program that they gave out. Repealing the don't ask, don't tell policy of our military. Comprehensive sex education. Now, let me just give you a quick idea of what comprehensive sex education is. What does that have to do with homosexuality? Comprehensive sex education. First of all, sex education does not belong in public schools, period.
That's right.
It does not belong
That's
there.
That's right. Heterosexual. You're exactly right.
You don't go there to learn that, period.
That's right.
But
so they've already gone too far.
But I'll tell you what. Who's pounding the drum the hardest is GLBT lobby folks and gay legislators and gay congressmen. And I started thinking, why do you want comprehensive sex education? So I started asking some questions. I found out that comprehensive sexual education includes teaching about anal and oral sex.
Yeah.
To our students in public schools.
And they'll even draw pictures so the kids can learn from them.
That's right.
That's right.
And make it normal. Number one, they shouldn't be teaching our kids nothing about sex. We've already established that. But now I understand why the GLBT lobbies are so into getting to our kids. Because they want our kids to think that anal and oral sex is normal, that homosexuality is normal. So that way, maybe, I don't know, maybe we draw some conclusions. How many kids are violated
That's
by
right.
these pedophiles
daily? Well, I can
daily?
Tell you. Now we're talking about pederasts.
That's right.
Okay, pederasts are homosexual mm-hmm. pedophiles.
Yep.
Okay, and so I'm saying that. Do you want to expound on that for a second?
Wouldn't a pederast want to work in a school?
No. Hey guys, we're talking about heterosexuals and we're talking about homosexuals. You have no business doing that.
None.
So let's put that into perspective.
That's exactly
the
right.
heterosexuals already went too far with
That's
it.
That's right.
So we
they
need
open
to eradicate
door.
It right on that line.
Mm-hmm. They've
okay.
opened the door, and that shows where this is about principle, both sides. One opens the door, the other's coming on the back end, and we see right now that happens to be the GLBT lobby that's coming in on the back end. Just like, for instance, you know, you look at a lot of conservatives, quote unquote, or Republicans. They've been divorced how many times? They can't
yeah.
even keep a covenant with their own wife.
Yeah.
And they open the door wide open to say, you know what, marriage, sex, it doesn't even matter. So the GLBT comes right in through there.
Yes. Here's one thing interesting, too, since we were talking about Matthew Shepard. Did you know that 3 years before he was killed, he went on a high school trip to Morocco and he was gang, he was beaten, and he was raped.
Gang raped.
All of a sudden he comes back and has to let, and he lets everyone know that now he's gay, and he also tested HIV positive. So some predator abused Matthew Shepard, and then all of a sudden now he's gay.
And that's what this is about.
That's right.
It's about predators.
So
that's what this is about, and that is my fight. It's not about us attacking any particular people. It's about us protecting the particular people that are under attack.
That's exactly
and
right.
Exposing those that are attacking mm-hmm. those that I'm protecting
yeah.
and fighting for, namely your kids in public high schools yeah. and elementary schools. No, we're not going to stand down while you queerify the elementary Kevin Jennings, Obama safe schools are. No, sir. Mm-hmm. We're not going to stand down, Chai Feldblum, when you want to try to force your agenda on the American people. No, Barney Franks, we're not going to just overlook your crimes as you're aiming to overthrow the Republican forms of laws in our country. No, we're not going to stand down. And what's interesting about that is I just seen a man that is a homosexual who's married and has got kids. It's interesting. They promulgate the advancement of these agendas towards other kids. But when it comes to their kids, you better get your fingers and
That's
hands
right.
off them.
Well, what were you teaching my kid?
That's
oh,
right.
no.
That's
Here
right.
comes the brunt force of the law, which is all that we wanted in the first place anyway. And because of the fact that you are going to stand and take this lawless behavior and put it on our next generation, don't expect America
no.
to swallow it.
No.
And then
no.
don't try to threaten us with some kind of hate crimes garbage
no, no,
to protect
no.
yourself.
No. Let them threaten with hate crimes. And folks, when a hate crime comes up, contact my ministry because I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And I want to be a part of that because I want people to understand who is doing the hating.
Who's
folks.
Hating?
Just do a Google search on my name, and you'll find out real quick who's doing the hating.
Who's the haters?
And we're sure to make sure that that record's cleaned up. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for Heather McMillan being with us today again, folks. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Hey.
All the way.
Sizzity, say.
Peace.
You know what you got to say, do.
It's a good day.
It is a good day. God bless you, folks.